You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome back to The Wire. For this week's City Counselling, I caught up with Auckland Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson. We spoke about congestion charges, which could come into effect as soon as 2025. Wayne Brown has previously proposed congestion charges of between $3.50 and $5 during peak hours for car users on State Highways 1 between Penrose and Green Lane and State Highway 16 between Lincoln Road and Te Ata Tū Road. Here is that interview. How would the congestion charges work?
Well, there's a few different methods. I mean, one of them could be that you were to essentially toll the motorway. So, you know, you pay road tolls and you go on kind of the northern motorway up north, that kind of stuff. That would be one way of doing it. Another way of doing it that they do in different parts of the world is they put a cordon around the city centre. And so if you drive through that cordon during peak times, then you get charged for it. So it's kind of much of a muchness, but these are the key details that actually make a big difference as to whether the system is sort of fair for everybody and those kind of things. So when we do consult, which will likely be early next year, I actually really want to hear about how people think that we should be operating that charge. And we're all still really open to how that's going to work.
Do you think congestion charges are necessary?
I think it is necessary in terms of breaking that congestion, which is such a drain on both kind of the local economy here in Auckland, but also people's kind of transport choices, climate change, air pollution. There's a bunch of reasons why you should do it. My message to Auckland is, from my perspective, is, yeah, let's give it a go, but we'll also make sure that it's fair and equitable, because we've developed as a city over many decades with some deep unfairness in our kind of planning system, and we don't want to punish families that have to move to outer suburban Auckland because of how we plan the city and kind of the economics of it all. So, yeah, ultimately, we should do it, but we should also look at how we can do this fairly.
Congestion is particularly bad in West Auckland, often outside of peak hours. In the northwest, there's just one highway and no train service. What does Auckland Council propose for car users in parts of West Auckland, like the northwest, where there is little alternative?
Yeah, well, that will be part of the consultation, right? But I will be consulting really hard and kind of leading that charge in the northwest to get a fair situation for them, because, you know, there are parts of the city, and the northwest is definitely one, but there's others too, where there's no real choice but to drive. Now, things are getting better, but I would argue that if you are to pay the charge, then you should be seeing the results of that charge back into your community. So we should be reinvesting in bus services and those kind of things to give people real alternatives to kind of avoid that congestion charge. Because if it's unavoidable, you know, it's hardly fair. We're trying to encourage people to get on buses and trains and whatnot, and that's still not a reality for every Aucklander.
Will congestion charges be applied elsewhere in Tamaki Makaurau in time?
So one of the proposals that had sort of come out in the media and so forth is to look at different motorway arterials. So the northwest would be one, but you'd also be looking at the North Shore or South Auckland or all of the above or none of the above, right? It's all still up in the air. But, yeah, there's every chance that we'll be looking at different parts of Auckland, not just the northwest. But it kind of goes back to what I was saying, is you've got to make it fair for people.
When can we expect these congestion charges to come into effect?
Yeah, well, it's kind of still how long is a piece of string at the moment, because we're waiting on the new government to firstly look at whether they will be repealing the regional fuel tax, which this would be a replacement regime for. And then we've got to go to consultation. And so, you know, I'm going to say really broad strokes, you'd be looking at least a year, I would say. But consultation is scheduled for early next year. And then from there, we'll have a little bit more clarity on when that's going to come through.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about proposed congestion charges during peak hours for State Highways 1 and 16.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.